Hi, this is Positively Ocean, where we celebrate the ocean and look at what's working well. I'm Liz Fox. Tis the season of competing for prime parking spots, and not just at shopping malls anymore. Spaces can be limited at Drake's Beach Visitor Center at Point Reyes National Seashore, where you might even lose out to a 1,600-pound elephant seal. That's because northern elephant seal colonies are on the rebound after near extinction due to hunting over a century ago. And it's a change that humans will have to get used to. Sarah Cody is a marine ecologist for the Point Reyes National Seashore.
That is a good problem to have, that we're dealing with a population that is rebounding. It's so successful that we don't know what to do about it. Whereas other resource managers are dealing with how do we save a species.
Scientists don't know if elephant seals populated Point Reyes' shores before their population crisis, but they seem to be here to stay. The first breeding pair of elephant seals were sighted in Point Reyes in 1981. Since then, the colony has grown to more than 2,000 members. What's particularly complicated is that the Goliath squid and fish eaters spend months at a time hunting thousands of miles from shore, and they need to haul out onto land specifically to rest. So when a beachgoer sees one, it may look like a bloated, lazy log, and it would be hard to imagine the behemoth's capabilities. But elephant seals can be fast and furious, outpacing a human even on land.
When they are fighting, they don't care what is around them, what's in their way. They will trample over anything.
And it's not just males in battle. Females with pups can be fiercely protective, just like bears with cubs. Cody wants the public to enjoy observing elephant seals in a way that protects people and the animals.
It is an amazing experience. There are not many locations where you can see elephant seals. And so we do want people to enjoy that. We just want to make sure we're protecting humans and seals.
Elephant seals need land for other life necessities too. Males' dramatic competitions for harems draw visitors by the droves to a lookout at Chimney Rock. Outside of mating season, mature elephant seals return to land in the summer to molt. And females and pups need land to nurse and grow, and juveniles come to shore at different times during the year to strengthen their bone development and develop habits that will help them mate in the future. That's why Chimney Rock Beach is closed permanently to foot traffic. The restrictions in that location work well, since there's only one narrow access path that can be easily chained and clearly marked as closed. Cody said the public generally understands and respects the park's limits, which are similar to other breeding areas in California state parks. Recently, though, the colony has expanded down the coast and into areas of Drake's Beach that are accessible to curious or unaware beachgoers. Several females have found refuge for themselves and their pups in beach areas that humans are accustomed to enjoying. Intense storms made some individuals leave the colony area in search of safety.
So it went from like 20 females to 300 in like 3 years. And went from a small little area to like a mile and a half of the beach.
And coupled with the threat of beach loss due to rising sea levels in areas that are backed by towering cliffs, elephant seal territories are only more likely to overlap with human recreation areas in the future. That's why Point Reyes National Seashore runs a winter wildlife docent program. Their goal is to educate visitors about these animals and how to safely view them. Last month, Cody even met with counterparts from Año Nuevo State Park and Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary to share best practices about how to keep animals and humans safe, especially during this year's mating season, which is in its very beginning.
There's a lot of comparisons between elephant seals and soap operas. Because there's so much drama during the breeding season. You know, the males fighting, the females fighting, females trying to steal pups from other females. This is pretty fun.
If you plan to come to the park, please make sure to check in at the visitor center and find out the areas to avoid to protect yourself and the seals. And always respect posted signs. And that's an example of how you can do right by the ocean. Until next time, I'll be searching for all things Positively Ocean. For Ocean Currents and KWMR Radio, this is Liz Fox reporting from Point Reyes National Seashore.